Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1132, Overview of the 6 Pillars of an Unbreakable Body by Kate Galliott of theunbreakablebody.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Hey there, happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, usually with a little bit of my commentary at the end. Now it's the middle of the week, and like I try to do every Wednesday, is give you a little bit of inspiration. And with that, here's today's bit of inspiration. Quote, "Everyone who has ever taken a shower has had an idea. It's the person who gets out of the shower, dries off, and does something about it that makes a difference." Nolan Bushnell. Now, before I get to today's post, don't forget, I answer your questions every Friday, and I'm taking questions by email now, finally. You can send yours to health@oldpodcast.com. That's health@oldpodcast.com. All right, and with that, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. Overview of the 6 Pillars of an Unbreakable Body by Kate Galliott of theunbreakablebody.com. The 6 pillars of an unbreakable body are 6 areas of the body that, when built to have enough mobility, control, and strength for what that person needs, they become stronger, more durable, more capable, more resistant to aches and pains, and are more adaptable. I developed this framework as I worked with clients in my gym each day, in part as a way to help take the complex conversation of body stuff and break it down into an easy-to-remember framework that the person can use to know how to train themselves. And that is indeed what happened, as more of my clients use the 6 pillars framework. For instance, my triathletes, who move through seasons where they're running more or swimming more or biking more, started to understand how to adapt their strength, mobility, and recovery work based on which of their pillars was seeing a lot of action versus which ones were not. They also started to recognize that nothing in the body is isolated, that having strong feet can influence the strength of your glutes and vice versa, that having a strong torso can influence how good or not your posture muscles feel and function, and so on. Here's a brief overview of the 6 pillars of an unbreakable body. I've listed just a few of the things that can come from building your 6 pillars. The total list of results that can occur is far greater than what I can list here. Strong feet. When your feet aren't strong enough for what you need, that means the muscles of your feet are weak, which means other tissues will have to compensate to help do the jobs the foot muscles should be doing. But when your feet are strong enough for what you need, you'll be less likely to develop aches from overuse or misuse. You'll be more likely to be efficient and powerful with everything you're doing while on your feet, standing, walking, running, pushing, pulling, bracing, and sportsing. Mobile hips. When your hips aren't mobile enough for what you need, you won't be able to flex, extend, or rotate your femur in the hip joint easily, and you'll need to compensate elsewhere. The low back is a common compensator for missing hip motion. But when your hips are mobile enough for what you need, you'll have many degrees of freedom in how you move, which grants you more ranges of motion you can move through safely, easily, and effectively. Strong glutes. When your glutes aren't strong enough for what you need, you'll impact not only your strength for fitness pursuits, but even the strength for seemingly simple things like maintaining a stable pelvis when you walk. But when your glutes are strong enough for what you need, you can generate more power and keep more stacked and aligned positioning of your pelvis, torso, and legs. But when your torso is strong enough for what you need, you can navigate a variety of body positions with ease. You can generate power for times when you'll need to give effort and have adequate endurance for sustaining certain positions for an extended period of time. Mobile shoulders. When your shoulders aren't mobile enough for what you need, you won't be able to flex, extend, or rotate your humerus in the glenohumeral joint easily, and you'll need to compensate elsewhere, like the pecs, upper traps, and neck muscles. These are just a few of the common compensators for missing shoulder motion. But when your shoulders are mobile enough for what you need, you'll have many degrees of freedom in how you move, which grants you more ranges of motion you can move through safely, easily, and effectively. You'll be able to get stronger as you can access greater range of motion and use each of your tissues to their full capacity. Strong posture. When your posture muscles aren't strong enough for what you need, you'll have a more difficult time maintaining a stacked and aligned stance from the top of your head down to your feet, and you may have a very limited range of positions you can move your body through with ease. When your posture muscles are strong enough for what you need, you can impact how deep and full of a breath you can take. You can alter how your neck and shoulder muscles feel. You can experience how it feels to stand at ease with your body weight stacked over the center of your mass instead of forward or backward from the center. You just listened to the post titled Overview of the Six Pillars of an Unbreakable Body by Kate Galliott of theunbreakablebody.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I don't know if you had a chance to watch Dr. Stuart McGill's instructional video we posted on our OLD website a couple of weeks ago, but I highly encourage it. Dr. McGill explains how to perform the perfect deadlift, a deadlift pull that won't harm your back. When getting set up to perform the move, he spends a lot of time discussing the positioning of the feet. He talks about the distance between the feet, where the bar should be positioned in relation to the feet, and then, when you perform the lift, he talks about the importance of gripping the floor with your feet. Why all of the talk about feet when we're performing a move that's supposed to strengthen our hamstrings, glutes, and lower back? Well, just as Kate said, we have to think about the body as an interconnected whole. In order to perform the perfect deadlift, we have to make sure the feet are perfect too. Everything is connected. I know it's so much more fun to work the vanity muscles like the chest and the arms, but overworking those muscles won't lead to an unbreakable body. Instead, putting in the time and effort to work on some of your weak spots will pay dividends later on. And in fact, we're going to discuss this idea again on tomorrow's show. So stay tuned for that, where your optimal life awaits.